isn't it about time for somebody's favorite radio program?
You're with Matt Masters, and this is the Rockin' Rhythm Review. For the next 28 minutes, stay tuned for Indiana's only educational, self-indulgent radio program showcasing the music from 1945 to 1965. I'm not an accredited musicologist, nor hold an advanced degree in music history, but have a passion for 17th century harvest celebrations and an enthusiasm for the music popular back when my parents first learned to spell cornucopia. With roots that run deeper than its 1621 origin story, when a hazily documented harvest feast between pilgrims and the Wampanoag tribe at Plymouth Plantation went down, this American tradition evolved into an erratic holiday for the early days of our nation, before Lincoln solidified it as a national holiday in 1863. Then, 78 years later, an economic-minded FDR set the penultimate Thursday of November as the day to celebrate. Today, what began as a sacred, humble day of thanks for good fortunes has arguably become a civil tradition of parades, football, consumerism, and self-indulgent feasting. Yet, musically, the Horn of Plenty remained rather barren. In rock and rhythm, all the dishes had been served. They simply needed to be invited to a sonic, self-indulgent feast worthy of the holiday. Happy Thanksgiving on this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review, as we celebrate with a parade of artists that would make Macy's jealous, Little Eva, Johnny Otis and the Robins, D.D. Sharp, Cab Calloway, Guitar Shorty, Robert Williams and the Groovers, Joe Morris, and Harold Barrage. Scatmaster Cabell, a.k.a. Cab Calloway, was one of the more successful black artists of the 30s and 40s, with a career stretching decades further. Prolific until his death in 1994, Cab performed in feature films, theater, music videos, and cartoon shorts, all the while fronting some of the hottest bands of the time. In 1947, Cab served up this edict, perfect to start a Thanksgiving show. Everybody eats when they come to my house.
Have a banana, Hannah. Try the salami, Tommy. You with the gravy, Davy. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Try a tomato plate too. Here's cacciatore, Dory. Taste the bologna, Tony. Everybody eats when they come to my house. I fix your favorite dishes, hoping this good food fills ya. Work my hands to the bone in the kitchen alone. You better eat if it kills ya. Pass me a pancake mandrake. Having a derby irvy. Look in the fendel mendel. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Hannah, Davy, Tommy, Dora, Andre. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Pasta fazula, Tallulah. Oh, do have a bagel, Fagel. Now don't be so bashful, Nashville. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Hey, this is a party, Marty. There, you get the cherry, Jerry. Now look, don't be so picky, Mickey. 'Cause everybody eats when they come to my house. All of my friends are welcome. Don't make me coax you, moax you. Eat the tables, the chairs, the napkins, who cares? You gotta eat if it chokes you. Oh, do have a knish, knishya. Ask him the latke, matke. Chili con carne for Barney. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Face, Buster, Cher, Chops, Fump. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Everybody eats when they come to my house.
Why turkey is front and center on the tables of families for Thanksgiving is not really known, but likely because it was a sizable, abundant bird native to North America, and darn tasty to boot. So how about a helping of turkey, ironically dished out by a bunch of birds? This 1950 single by the Johnny Otis Band featured an instrumental designated Part 1 on the A side, while the B side featured vocals by the Robins. The Turkey Hop, Part 2.
Hop.
Boy, when you start,
you don't want to stop.
If you wanna be slick,
you will grab a chick,
then do the turkey hop
and never stop.
You won't be blue if you learn to do
turkey hop.
Poke out your chest, pull in your neck,
and your knees will do the rest.
Let's do the turkey hop.
Do the turkey hop.
Boy, when you start,
never stop. Talking about
turkey hop.
Dionne LaRue had much to be thankful for in 1962, ditching her birth name for the more dynamic Dee Dee Sharp. She was one of the primary feminine voices of the Philly sound in the 60s. Dee's slow twist and duet with Chubby Checker was a smash, while her first solo effort was an even bigger hit, a lyrical mashup featuring shoutouts to current hits Please Mr. Postman, The Lion Sleeps Tonight, and The Twist, Mashed Potato Time.
Mashed potato.
As anyone knows, you can't eat mashed potatoes dry, and D.D. Sharp obliged with this fittingly titled coda, Gravy for My Mashed Potatoes.
Come on.
Sharp was in search of a follow-up to her potato saga when Tunesmith's Goffin & King floated a demo of The Locomotion, sung by another teen songstress, Little Eva Boyd. Sharp's management dismissed the song, and Boyd's 1962 demo was given all the trimmings, released, and the rest is history. Little Eva's final hit came early 1963 as a novelty dance number featuring a melody pinched from Little Girl of Mine by the Cleftones, but hardly a gobble was heard from Eva after Let's Turkey Trot.
Come on, let's turkey trot.
Yeah.
Robert Williams and the Groovers likely didn't have an atypical Thanksgiving feast in 1959, as the B-side of one of their singles indicates. Williams offered up loud mufflers for the A-side, but the micro label Tip Top wanted a song on the flip about the Great Cranberry Scare of 1959. No kidding, Google it. Cranberry Blues.
Cranberry, cranberry blues. Cranberry, cranberry blues. Stick. I tried to get my baby bird downtown. Tried real hard, but they couldn't be found. I went to see old Clem and he was sick in bed. He said, "Don't eat a cranberry or you'll soon be dead." Got the cranberry blues. She said she wanted cranberries awfully bad, and if I didn't get her something, she'd go mad. I guess my baby I'm gonna lose, because there ain't no cure for the cranberry blues. Yeah, cranberry, cranberry blues. Cranberry, cranberry blues.
Trumpeter Joe Morris departed Lionel Hampton's band in the early 40s to front the house band at Atlantic. In 1949, Morris did a rough-hewn cover of a Louis Jordan tune with Styx McGee handling vocals. Although not a hit, Joe did chart a few for Atlantic in the 50s, but sadly didn't celebrate many more Turkey Days, passing in 1958 at the age of 36. But beans and cornbread is still celebrated at many a Thanksgiving feast.
Cornbread had a fight. Beans knocked cornbread out of sight. Cornbread thought that he was dead. Beans had just put a big knot on his head.
Beans and cornbread. Beans and cornbread. Beans and cornbread.
Cornbread and beans were the best of pals until Beans made a date with Cornbread's gal. Cornbread told Beans he'd better stay out of sight, 'cause today we meet, there's gonna be a big fight.
Beans and cornbread. Beans and cornbread. Beans and cornbread.
Ah, 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 beans, I had plenty of gold. Cornbread broke beans and left them in the hole. Beans started fussing and didn't know how to stop. Cornbread put it out, he had blew his top. Beans and cornbread. Beans and cornbread. Beans and cornbread.
Without a hit to his name, yet influential as many of the guitar gods of the 50s, Guitar Shorty barely registers a byline today. The diminutive, athletic, and acrobatic six-string ace made his debut under the guidance of Willie Dixon for the Cobra label before heading out to L.A. and cutting a few 1959 singles for the micro label Pull. Featuring vocal backing by the Five Royals, there is no better dessert to finish this feast short of catching a Guitar Shorty show, Pumpkin Pie. This is Matt Masters, and thanks for tuning in to this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review. My special thanks to Jim Walsh and to Squantum. Send your complaints, critiques, and compliments to wmat@mail.com and visit jetmasters2tsandjet.com to learn more about the review. Blues 88 ace Harold Barrage's first recording came in 1950, but like Joe Morris, Harold celebrated too few Thanksgivings, dying on Black Friday in 1966, a mere year after finally notching his lone hit. And like Guitar Shorty, Harold mentored under the guidance of Willie Dixon during his pilgrimage to Cobra Records, where they cut the fitting Thanksgiving 1956 epigram, "You Eat Too Much."
You ate a pan of biscuits, a pot of kidney stew. You drank a gallon of milk, you ate a pound cake too. A skillet of liver, a dozen of eggs, 12 of hot dogs and 8 broad legs. You know you eat too much. Yes, you eat too much. You know you eat too much. And one of these days it'll get you down. bologna, a gallon of ice cream too. You ate the sole off of my left shoe. You started in the kitchen and ended in the hall. You chewed up the rug and ate the paper off the wall. You know you eat too much. Yes, you eat too much. You know you eat too much. And one of these days will get you down. Night and a ham today. You ate a sack of beans with no delay. You had neck bones and rice, a pig feet and greens. I wonder, do you know what a diet really means? You know you eat too much. Yes, you eat too much. You know you eat too much. And one of these days it'll get you down. Television while working on that job. I came home this morning, you had chewed off all the knob. I would tell the man at the grocer not to sell you any more food, but that's the one thing that would be too doggone rude. You know you eat too much. Yes, you eat too much. You know you eat too much. And one of these days it'll get you done.